By the late 1990s, the party changed, embraced what we'll call Christian values. Orban himself, who had not been a believer, became one. The party won in 2008, running on a very strongly pro-family, pro-life ticket, won a supermajority in parliament, unprecedented. They rewrote the constitution of Hungary to embrace the Christian religion as motivating it, to protect and defend the family and human life. They've implemented a remarkable set of policies favoring marriage, promoting larger families, protecting family life, protecting infant life, and they've won two other elections since then, again with supermajorities. One of the, I think, most wonderful things I saw, there was a speech I attended given by one of the ministers of the government. She showed a slide of the leaders of Western Europe, leaders of France, of Germany, of England, of Sweden, and Italy at that time. She said, look at these people here. These are the prime ministers of these countries. What's the average number of children that they have? And the answer was zero. All of them were childless. And then she put up a picture of the cabinet or the ministers running the government in Hungary at that time. And she said, what's the average number of children that the ministers of our government have? And it was about four. And she said, that's the difference between Hungary and the European Union.